Susan, the state is facing a revenue shortfall. This comes from businesses cashing in tax credits at a higher rate than expected. How is the state dealing with the current shortfall?
Under the legislation that's being debated right now, the state would do something that it's done several times before, which is take money from the school aid fund that funds K-12 education and move it over to the general fund, which, just for brevity, basically funds most other things. We'd also be cutting some programs, particularly the film incentive program.
Now, Ken, that's just for this year, but we're also looking at about $500 million of a revenue shortfall for the 2016 budget year. So what is the legislature going to do for that budget?
Well, this is a big problem because these tax credits, which were given a few years ago to keep the auto industry in Michigan while it was downsizing, are going to cost $500 to $600 million a year for many, many years. And the legislature and the governor really have yet to craft a plan to address it.
Susan, we know the state is, like you said, taking money from the school aid fund to deal with the shortfall for this budget. But does that mean we're going to be looking at education cuts down the road?
Well, the governor's proposal for this year's budget does not cut education. It's a slight increase. But logic would dictate that if more of these tax credits are cashed in, that more cuts will have to be made, and we could see cuts to education and a variety of programs in this state.
Ken, I know there's been some talk about maybe trying to renegotiate these credits. Is that a possibility?
Well, I think it has to be on the table. The great irony here is that as the Michigan economy has improved and these companies, largely the auto companies, are making money and hiring people, they now qualify for these credits. And yes, they've kind of patched this budget together, and they moved some money around, made some modest cuts, but they can't continue to do that in perpetuity here. They're going to have to resolve this in a substantive way, in a permanent way somehow.
Taking a look at what's been coming out of the legislature so far, just a quick look at what the two of you are keeping an eye on. Susan?
Well, as always, during this time of year, the budget really does overshadow everything. We had kind of a detour with the presidential primary bill for 2016. Now that's been set. But I think that especially when you're facing deficit situations, really this sucks the air out of the room. And it's complicated by Proposal 1, which voters will be asked to take on May 5th. Which is the road funding initiative, and will further impact the budget.
Because if that proposal doesn't pass, then, Ken, that's an additional amount of money that the state's going to need to find to deal with roads.
That's correct. This proposal in May is a big budget issue because, as you point out, if it fails, then I think legislators are going to look to the current budget to try to fix the roads. I think the other issue is, in addition to these auto tax credits and the impact on next year's budget, state energy policy, the governor's scheduled to give a major speech. I think the legislature is poised to deal with state energy policy, which is electric energy policy. And then finally, Detroit schools. The financial problems with the Detroit schools, there's a citizens group looking at it. And I think that's a big issue in the next few weeks.
Well, we have lots to keep an eye on. Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.